Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Sorry about earlier.
Hold on, I'm going to put you a little bit louder.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
What I said, Hanna, was that I was sorry about earlier.
Oh, that was okay.
That's all right.
I thought my question was really more personal, so it's okay.
Understood. Was the answer I gave you in the first class sufficient, or do you want to talk about it separately?
Well, I think the Tikkun HaZori, I think tonight's class answers it. Because it even uses the word secret. I actually had read this part during early part of the week, because when I see anything about, you know, the Hebrew letters or the vowels, which means so much to me as having taught the classes, you know, it catches my attention. And just a while ago, I looked it over and I found a direct quote, as well as the word secret, from which was in the Slikot booklet, you know, that we use. So,
I understand.
So I think maybe we should do the Tikkun HaZori and then maybe talk about the question.
Okay. Tonight's class is class 5-1. It's section 7B. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud.
Yeah.
Lashem Yehud kut shabarichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu urchimu. Leakta l'shem yudhei bubathei b'yichuda shalim l'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'neneihu. Be'raz adenu k'nikudin v'yod Raza nekudi tsarich leachazara alaihu petach bechoshavan ot yot. Ot yot u. Ot yotu. Ayehi yehu yod nekatu yu. Poteach et yadcha umashavia lekol chai ratzon v'yukmuho uvan atar mitach piftachin al tukirei yadcha ela yodicha. Ve'inun Hashem min yud aleph hey dalet vav nun hey yud. Barakia di ayahu patach vayahu patach kalil aleph hey dalet vav nun hey. Sheet Atvan Bian Sai Hashem Bietarin Yodin Im Rakia Deya Yehu Vav Salik Lehosh Pan Yudhe Vavhe Kamets Rakia Pana Atsut Inun Yudvavi Yehu Komat Kol Nekudin Deinun Sheet Sari Kehushban Sheet Sari Anpin Bechaylon Uginda Yehu Kumat Kol Nekudim Tzariya Yehu Hoshban Vavav V'tachot Tzadik Pirein Netzotzin Teinun Yud Yud Et Shnei Hameorot Hagadulim V'inun Vavav Yud Yud Salkin Levinun Lev Netavot Neliot Tachma V'nukuda Tachot Rabbi Min Tzari De'ayahi Yud Eser Sefirot Harei Mambet Uginda Tzari B'yudhei Tzairi Tzir Adam Hare Razad Nukud Tzari Membet B'yad Beyah Seir Almin Vyatsir Taman Seri Vitalat Advan Hari Memhe Kehoshvan Adam Sheva Of Haki Et Hameor Hagadol Lemem Shelet Ayom Viet Hameor Haktentin Begumar Uvaya Raza Membet Uviya Raza Diadam Kegavna Dachushvan Shavivav Vitalat Diotsutot Virakia Yud 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 Vav Dachushvan Achon Lev Hari Membet Vitalat Advan Sheva Hari Memhe Raza Gemala Veimro Li Ma Shemu Memhe Omer Alayhem Denakud Sheva Nakud Beshem Yudhe Vavhe Bio Aita Sagal Sagol Chai Ushbaniya Vehu Vav Vav Min Yeso Vayuva Vayotet Vitalat Nakudin Yud Yud Ayahu Techam Chem Viarva Advan min sagol v'ayahu Kamad v'taiva Ainun chamat v'nei Moshe Kapanai Kamad chalom chalom chasra Chaser v'avush v'miya Yudhei v'talat idyot yitzutzot Yud 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 Hai Nun Mem Hei Shema Peparash Yud Hei Vav Hei Vim Telat Advan Ativa Hai Hu Mem Tet Kechushban Mem Tet Advan Shema Yisrael Vigomer Baruch Shem Kivod Vagomer Viukmuhu Rabbanan Dematani Pain Kamishim Shari Bina Nevarau Beolam Untano Limoshe Kutz Mechad Shanamar Vitachasraho Meas At Melak Alke Me'alkim ulvatata V'malakim minun memtet Panim techor min memtet Dehu chalcholam kalem b'malakim chai rak im chushban advanihu im charik chushvanai yu chushvaniya valhe the talik talat nitzot sot yud 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 taltim ha'ihu im shorek ihu chushban Advi Vav Bechamash Kamesh Nitzotzot Kamishimashin Chai Nun Vav Pilat Atvan Vitava Ha Inun Samech Sod Hashem Tliyiru Uvaya Lareno Leyakol Shemacha Nutrikom Sherik Vikol Nikudi Macha Ma Ala Aila A Mit Pashtin Tashia Ad Malchut Vitami Maketer Ad Malchut Vishorik Tzadik yesod olam olma Piyasod shorik hameina Betu spot vav membet Viod mekamet uchmuhu Ma'ari dekadok Yehu v'tanua Gadola begindihu kadamaya The call ho the kudim the safrim af algal the call ho shemahen kadishim atavadu da kesa kise leda kegon barad tsarich the ma palach the lam palach. Ve'avo ulameya umeavad garmeya legabaihu keaved v'shamesh v'karseya umeatzav tachot tachu hakinun sifrin daleda Ugin da yayat nekuda malka vayahat nekuda avada legabeya kegon shebet Dehu aved eved limkamets virat v'shalichotaya Umazanev Achreiv Aval Beatraya Malka Ihu Beraza Dekamet Hushban Kamet Yud Yad Betalat Tautsei Berakia Nun Mem Da Yehu Melechi Nun Ramazin Arva Yudin Min Yudke Vavke Yudke Vavke Vilav Lemagana Aitmar Bayan Malach Ehu Malach Gadol Alkol Malkin Ha membet patach yehu, membet chushvan patach yehu, ki v'nitzutz v'tarin raki avavim, ki bi choshek v'yach latachu patachu li shari tzedek avah. Bam the Gomer, Bam Arba Ayam Utrain Ki Bi Tel Shek Viaf Lataho O Shek Harik Sheva Tamet Min Avagai Khtat Tamet Kumat. First, the Patach delineates the flowing forth of divine abundance, showing the unity of the dual divine name in that one is inside the other. It is kind of like cutting a diamond in that every cut still reveals the diamond, albeit in different aspects, though still retaining its diamond essence. Patach alludes to the firmament in that it is the context against which all meanings are derived.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, where the first sentence where it says, first the Patach delineates the flowing forth of divine abundance, showing the unity of the dual divine name. Is the dual divine name the Tetragrammaton and Adonai?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And rather than me saying yes, that's one of the divine names, and I think that's the one it's referring to here. But
okay.
It could be referring to the Tetragrammaton with Ashechie.
Or Elohim.
El what?
Also Elohim.
No, that's just one name. It could be Elohim with Hashem.
Well, that's
it could
what I'm
be,
talking about.
Yeah. There's a whole, you know, there's many different dual names. So, but I think in this case it's referring to, because the Patach is the T-shaped vowel, correct?
The Patach is the straight line. The plane line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always get those confused. In the second paragraph, it's the kamatz, which is the little T.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the Tikkun HaNefesh, I think it's the right brain, and it's Hakma.
Yes.
Because the kamatz is the skull.
And the patach is the right brain. The right, the patach represents Chachma.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the Sarai, the left brain.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
You have to remember, as we teach it in the Sefer Yetzirah, so you may not be aware of it, but there are different ways of understanding the vowels, different orders as to how they relate to the Sefirot. So this is the Tikkuni Zohar is following, or it is the leading aspect of the way the Zohar understands it, and that is what the Tikkun HaNefesh does. It follows the order from the Zohar. But there are other sages and other people who have written it in different orders.
Okay.
The kamatz in the heavens, a spark of Yud-Vav, which is 16 points. Yud-Vav is the gematria 16. And 16 faces of Chayot, a totality of points, one facing the other. The kamatz extends the firmament, adding more depth, becoming the reflecting mirror that the chayot all turn in relationship to. It is the continuous spark of the thought that recognizes itself, and the mark maker that has revealed it spending forth as in the hand that opens to share its blessings. Seri equals Vav, or 12. And beneath Tzadi are two sparks of which are Yud-Yud, the two great luminaries. And these are Vav and Yud-Yud, adding to 32. And these are the 32 wonderful paths of Chachma, and added the point under the Resh of Tzeri, there is a Yud, meaning 10 Sephirot, and C there becomes 42. My commentary. If you can understand this paragraph, you will be able to understand the relationship between Chachma and the Ana B'Koach. Tzeri indicates one inside the other, side by side, as with two yuds and two vavs, and the two great luminaries resolving them to the numerical equivalent of man, which is 45. Special attention may be focused on the way we have arrived at this meaning. We always start with something we know and build upon this, extending it to reveal first one and then another dimension. In this way, we establish a chain of association, or a hishtashlut. And I am adding, adaptation, although this may be incorrect, since we do not have the actual Aramaic or Hebrew letters. Well, we do, but we don't relate it at this point. Shiva, which comes to be, the greater light to dominate the day and the lesser light. And there is the mystery of 42 and the mystery of man. Shiva equals is 6. 321 is 3 plus 2 plus 1. Shiva is spelled Shin Bet Aleph. That's where that's coming from. So an equal is 6, and it, with three sparks and a heaven, it is Yud, 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 Vav, adding to 36. Then C, 42, plus the three letters of the word Shiva, and this becomes 45. And the mystery of this word is, when they ask me what is his name, what shall I say to them? And the ma is the Hebrew word what, which has gematria 45. And the vowel point shva is a point of the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei in the Torah. Shva also delineates the name of God in both the 42 letter and the 45 letter name. This gives us another way in which Torah, even in the smallest detail, is speaking about the recognition of Hashem via the awareness of man. The luminaries represent both conscious awareness, or the big luminary, and subconscious awareness, the smaller luminary. Their resolution, their unity, takes place within the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Segol is 18, counted Vav, Vav, Vav. And this is coming from Shemot chapter 14, 19 to 21, which the three letters, the three verses start with Vav. Yud, Yud, Yud plus three Vavs is 48. Add the four letters of Segol to make Chamishim v'shatim, or 52. Segol represents what happens as the recognition of the name unfolds within, as in Moses, whose face shines like the face of the sun. What's going on in this section is, as we go through each vowel, we're making connections between various gematriot and various aspects of creation. And we're beginning to say that, begin to see that these numbers really don't just appear, they're built on something else. And understanding how they build on one, builds on the other, builds on the other, is really how you begin to see unification in the diversity. That's my opinion.
And the two luminaries that they're talking about, that's the sun and the moon. Is that why Moses
yes.
mentioned with the face of the sun? Okay, bringing that.
Correct.
Into
that.
Okay. All right.
So you're beginning to see how you take one item and then it becomes another item because you added it becomes a third item because you added a second item to it, and then you begin to see how all the diversity is always there, but as you unify them, everything becomes clear.
Well, I think doing the Shalut method with the Tetragrammaton and Adonai is what's helping to bring understanding
understand it, absolutely. If you don't understand the Shalom, you're going to miss a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to also realize, as you begin to see the Shalom, you begin to see how, by changing the order of the letters of a word or mixing it with two words, you actually are creating a third thing that's based on the diversity of the first two. It's a very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
The goal represents what happens as the recognition of the name unfolds within, as in Moses, whose face shines like the face of the sun. Kolem, without Vav, its numerical is Yah, 15. And three sparks, Yud, 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 30, are 45. Like the Tetragrammaton, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, spelt with olives, and which equals 45. And together with the three letters of the word cholim and the word itself, they are 49, like the value of the 49 letters of the Shema Yisrael. And blessed be the name of the glory. And in the Mishnah, the rabbis say it's 50 gates of wisdom in the way given to Moses, all but one. Yet you have made him slightly less than Elohim. Now below the angels, 49 pure faces of Memtet, they show their traces as angels over Kolam in all their places. Kolam represents the ascendancy of the seeker, whose thought approaches the sublime holiness. Each instance of unification where the Tetragrammaton is discovered anew opens up another of these 50 gates of wisdom, less one, which is the final step to Mashiach. The Cholam is that last step, with Memtet representing the unique crossover that makes the last step possible. The reason that Memtet is being represented as a unique crossover is Hanoch ben Yared, when he walked with God and God took him, it's understood that he then unified with the four archangels and became Memtet. So this crossover is angel and man in unity. When you place the vowels in conjunction with the letters of the Tetragrammaton, it produces the various aspects of the unfolding of the divine. This is to show the interconnections that may be found within each instance of the holy name. and amongst each of its holy letters. Shariq, the numerical value of its letters is 6, and with 5 sparks are 50. This is 56. 3 letters and the word are 60. The secret of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is with those who fear him, and through it, a sing of Jacob of joy is an acronym of Shariq.
And see,
Shariq,
that's about right there is part of the secret phrase that's in the Slichot prayer.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so the secret is really the Tetragrammaton with its various vowels.
Correct.
Okay.
And I need to stress, do not say those letters with the various vowels.
Yeah.
But being able to meditate on those, and I wouldn't recommend you do that without really having cleansed yourself sufficiently.
Well, to me, we do it when we do the Tikkun HaNefesh, because we have the upper 3, and then we have the lower 7, and we don't say them. So,
yes, but each of those names are in the sense of purity. Whereas many times you'll see in the Siddur the Tetragrammaton with the vowels from the name Elohim. And it's not a mixture of purity.
Mm-hmm.
Because the vowels are not always the same in that case. They're different vowels on different letters. So don't limit yourself to thinking that the vowels should just be what's in the Tikkun HaNefesh. That represents purity, whatever that means in that context. I hope I'm being clear as mud.
Well, somewhere along the line, I get it. So if I didn't quite understand it now, it'll come later.
And Jasmine,
to think on it, you know, think during the day while I'm either cooking or cleaning or just wake up, you know, like yesterday, and there's a picture in your head, and, you know, so it comes to you somewhere along the way.
It does. And Jasmine, if you're not following all of this, because we are going rather quickly, just tell us and we'll slow it down.
Well, I'm listening.
Understand.
I think we finish and we look at that verse that's in the Slichot ritual that we've been doing every day, except Shabbat, that you'll see that particular verse, and maybe that'll help her. So,
but it's also what I want to stress is that people receive when you study the Tikkun HaNefesh, and when you study the Tikkun HaZohar. People receive what they're ready to receive at that time. And in another year, they'll be ready to receive more. And so there'll be more clarity. And every year, you will continue to progress, providing you are continuing to cleanse yourself and create more purity within the essence of who you are. Shariq, its letters numbering to 6, which is 5 sparks, which the Vavs are 50, making 56 together. Then the 3 letters of Shirik, making 60. The secret of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is with those who fear him. Sing to Jacob of Joy is an acronym of the Shirik. It looks like that's a duplication of that paragraph. The secret of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is that all things combine to point to and emanate from there, including all the variations of the adding together of the vowels. Shirik is included in this compilation of examples that point to the holiness of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Every meaning comes by definition from Chachma, since it is there where the initial sparks are derived from. There is the extension of meaning that culminates in Lachut. At every step in the Hishtalt Shalut, there is a leap of faith, as seen where Yesod contains the mystery of Sod. We are being pointed to the realization of one thing that resides inside another. Here we are shown the relationships of the vowels with their points, their sparks, and their firmaments, straight lines forming underneath the letters, giving meanings to the archetypes that are written within the Torah. We can illustrate these relationships between the vowels and infer their counterparts within the structure of the Sefirot. There is a fluid nature represented here, just as consciousness is made up of a fluid design, with interpenetrating thoughts that become concepts. The resultant field calls all into action, producing the demonstration of being. The Chametz combines the sparks and the firmament, making up the divine relationship that is compared to Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, wherein the Keter of creation is highlighted. Within thought, we are directed its highest conception. Patach illustrates the 42-letter name of God as various combinations. All result in the numeric of 42. Look closely as the references here. First, desire and rescue, and then opening the gates of righteousness, and subsequently entering through them. This describes the pathways of holiness. And so the mysteries of the points abound, and like this, I shall come through them, I shall give thanks to Yah. And how many mysteries there are of the points? And this it seems to be. It is, I shall come through them, I shall give thanks to Yah. Now, Patach, it is said, of this it was said, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter into them, and I will give thanks unto Hashem. That's the end of the section. So, Chana, where would you like to take the rest of the conversation?
Well, I had written you the question. I had said yesterday morning, normally when I wake up, the first thing that comes to my mind is to say the morning prayer. And,
hello, Danny.
Mm-hmm. And the only thing is, this time it was a picture in my head of the page from the Bedtime Shema that has the what I call the protection from the four deaths. And it was a visual picture. And the thought that came to me was that not only was it protection for anyone who would recite it, but it was like a little revelation. It just came to me that every time that we say that prayer, that it's also weakening Samech Mem. And causing Sonic Mem to diminish so that the process of swallowing up death forever is taking place. And then later in the morning, I think what happened was I couldn't listen to the Slicote lesson, and because I had the technician from our server come out, and he came right at 9:30 to see about the Wi-Fi because it's not very strong. So I missed that Slicote service, but then later I found out that you didn't have it because you had trouble. And so I took the Slicote prayers, and every once in a while I like to read them in English. And I hadn't done that so far this year. So I read it in English, and when I did, it was on page 24, this line jumped out at me. Now, throughout the day, I keep hearing your voice going, I say Le Monde, you know, and then there's this liturgy of many, many things that, for the sake of, that it means, you know. So I say Le Monde, and I think to myself in English, for Abraham, for Isaac, for Jacob, you know, just kind of, it's kind of the tune that goes around in your head during the day. But anyway, the verse on page 24 said, I say Le Monde Soda. And in the English translation was, act for the sake of your secret revealed to those in awe of you. So it made me wonder, well, what is your secret? And I wondered if there had been any teaching or reference as to what was this secret that was being referred to. And if the secret was to be universal, to be revealed to us all, or if, because I saw, I had that connection from that morning wake up, was it a secret that's revealed to us individually every year at this time of the year? Anyway, if that makes sense as to my question.
It does make sense. You're not going to get a straight answer because the question leads you. But as we read in this section 7b, the word yesod is spelled yud sod. The gematria of sod is samech vav Dalid. The gematria of Sod is 70. The secret is this, one of the secrets, because that's really the point to realize. Every year you learn a personal secret, or you have the potential to learn a personal secret, and you also, the world, the nation, has a opportunity to learn a national secret. And all of these different secrets, which include a personal secret for every human being, a national secret for every nation, all of those combine to represent one complete set of secrets. So within the concept of Sod being secret is 70. But when you add the yud at the beginning of the word, it becomes an active secret, an active 70. And what the Baal Shem Tov taught in You Are Who You Hate is that every human being will ultimately rise to become a B'nai Noach, and then ultimately the B'nai Noachim, all of them, will ultimately rise to become a child of Israel. And the process of tikkun, which is the process of purification, that process literally represents the each individual person going through his spiritual development, meaning his spiritual cleansing, until he reaches one unified vessel called the nation of Israel. And that unified level, that unified nation of Israel, is also in the name Moshe. Mem Shin He. Which if you permutate the letters, it becomes the Shin Ma, which is ultimately the question, what is the Shin? The Shin represents fire. It created fire. The Shin represents three Vavs. Three Vavs represents the three columns. The three Vavs is the numerical value of 18, which is Chai, which is life. So the ultimate secret is life. How does one create life? How does one maintain life? How does one grow life? And we can keep adding adjective after adjective to all of this. So there is no one secret, and yet there is only one secret. And the one secret is life. And what is the source of life? It is the Tetragrammaton. So have I confused you, clarified things, or maybe given you something to contemplate?
All three. Not confusion, though. More clarification, because since a year ago when we were in the Zohar with Shalak, you know, the Tetragrammaton being the two-edged sword and the scabbard being Adonai. I mean, I've really been contemplating and, you know, on the Tetragrammaton and then seeing the relationship between, I mean, it's like I could see today when we had our class with Noah being the righteous one and the husbandman, and I could just see it linked with all of, just going together with Tikkun, just, I don't know, just all the classes.
Baruch Hashem.
You know, it's like they're weaving together and to me showing just how important that Tetragrammaton is. So, and Jasmine, I sent you that, the Tetragrammaton, you remember, for you to be able to frame. She must have kind of gone off, I guess. But anyway,
yes, pretty, yes, I know.
You know, okay.
Well, I would like to make a comment. Is the Tetragrammaton being everything, to have infinite meanings, that's just an idea.
Is that
came
from. Is that a question, or is that just, that is a statement?
No, it's a statement.
Correct. The Tetragrammaton has infinite meanings because the Tetragrammaton is what creates life. And life then expands to be all the myriads of life, all the myriads of the different species. And all of that comes from the arc, which is written in the Torah as the ark that came, that Noah built, and that the Zohar explains how the ark cleanses and corrects, completes the correction, that you have to go into the ark in order to come out of the ark. And without having done that process, there is no life. And that's why the 10 generations from Adam to Noah were not complete and have no continuity. They have no life because they never went into the ark. And the word ark is teva.
Nature.
Mm-hmm. Which is cognate. It's spelled with different letters, but it represents nature. That's correct. And also teva is, in another set of vowels, has the meaning of words and things. And so you begin to see how everything is unified in its diversity.
And that as we become more righteous, as Noah did, and we enter the ark of the Zohar, then we're purified and in that journey of the Zohar study. So, I could see the two together, but then having... it wasn't until, when did I go to New Orleans in May that I was able to get the Tehillat Hashem prayer book. And in it, it had the prayer, when I called for the four deaths. And seeing how that prayer links both the Tetragrammaton and Adonai, and to me is a tikkun for having transgressed against those letters, was preserving anyone who said it from having to experience those four deaths of stoning and strangulation and so forth, fire and all. But it also was diminishing Samuel, so that the opposite of life is death and death angel, and would eventually help lead to the end of swallowing up death forever. And that's what I woke up to. So it all kind of blended together in the classes that we've been having of lately, really, I guess, pulling it together. But really, for me, started back when we were in Shalom. And that bedtime prayer is taking on more and more of an importance to me personally. So,
if you ever feel motivated to include the Tikkun Chatzot and the Petach Eliyahu, you'll even expand it more.
Well, for years I did Tikkun Chatzot. I occasionally do it, but since I've had you as a teacher, I don't have, you give us so much that most of the time now, instead of Tikkun Hazot, if I do wake up in the middle of the night or don't go to bed till the middle of the night, well, then I'm in the Zohar rather than doing Tikkun Hazot. But occasionally, I have the urge. And of course, we did Tikkun Hazot during the 3 weeks. So, but gosh, for years when Rabbi Abraham Greenberg came out with the Breslov, that was way back in the 90s when he put out that book. It had just come out, and God, for years, I did Tikkun Hazot. It's just occasionally now, but and what was the other that you said besides Tikkun Hazot? What was the other one?
The Petach Eliyahu.
Oh yeah, Okay, well, that's in the prayer book, too. And
and about this time of year, and of course, everything has all the scripture written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I was saying is we started to do Petach Eliyahu with Havdalah. Although we don't do the whole prayer, we just do the first phrase. But the 130 times, all of that.
Well, I'm hoping I can get that stand and sent to you because I put it together all in a little booklet, each one of the things that we do. And then I made the sheet to be able to just point, you know, I copied and pasted the phrase 130 times so that you would just have to point to them. I highlighted the 15 that you say in yellow. And then after that, we could just continue by just touching and know that we've gotten to 130. So I just hate to say I'm going to send it to you because I have such a hard time getting around to things. But
It's been a little bit in the universe the last few weeks with so much chesed coming into our lives through the hurricanes. So.
Right.
Emma.
So it's understandable. Yes, yes, Jonathan.
I know, I was saying amen for all the chesed that we had. You know, I can tell during this last week how Hashem had, you know, protected us, and that's part of his chesed.
Amen.
The only thing I'm a little concerned is that I felt like I got a little disconnected from the classes and from, you know, this last Shabbat that I wasn't able to do it properly. But I guess that's what it is.
Always remember, whatever happens in the physical world, that's what's supposed to happen.
Yes, true. It just happened. We have to live with that, though.
I mean, you know, I didn't understand why the 7 o'clock class today that was questions and answers, and Hannah had asked me about this question that she sent by email, and I said, yeah, go ahead, we'll bring it into the class, and then I fell asleep, and when Brandy woke me up, my phone didn't function properly, so I couldn't get back into the class in time for before everybody left, so we didn't have questions and answers tonight. Until now.
Yeah, I was there.
So, you know, and I didn't understand why that happened, but I knew that it was the right thing to have happen. And thank God, it's just beautiful to be able to see how things connect to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we had had this class, this question answered in that class, in the 7 o'clock class, prior to the Tikkuni Zohar class tonight, it would not have been the same result of our discussion, would it?
No.
Yeah.
And you know, the wondrous thing, even though we each had some difficulties during this period of Hesed, none of us actually got water in our houses. I mean, so close that even the person next door to Judy got water in her house. But Judy didn't.
Yeah.
You know, Brandy
didn't
get water. You know,
not even a bit.
Right, and we didn't we didn't either, and we were supposed to be the one it was supposed to hit, and we didn't even get rain. And then 2 days later, we did get a mist, you know, but not, it was just a mist. You had to really look. And I'm not boasting about it. It's just that I just thought it was pretty miraculous that all of us in different parts, you know, we were in Port Arthur, Texas, we were in Orange, Texas, we were in Lake Charles, and you were in Florida, and then even Hanok just got, I think, rain, you know, so we had the Ark of Protection around us, and now it's to, you know, to keep praying that these others will get help, because it's hard.
Even, you know, something that I'm sorry that I interrupt you, but something that I commented to Hanok is that the hurricane just went a little bit off of east of Miami, where in North Miami we have the Kabbalah Center, and then in Boca they have another Kabbalah Center, and it just went a little bit off from that area, even in my area, because we were expecting the whole thing, you know, right on top of us. And it did. Probably just, you know, the hesed of, you know, the reading of the Zohar and the teachings.
That's exactly correct. It is truly beautiful.
Yeah, amazing.
Shalom to all of you.
Okay, shalom, and shalom. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Laila Tov.
Laila Tov.